Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
This week for our regular catch-up with Auckland Council, Jemima spoke to Council Representative for the Waitemata and Gulf Ward, Pippa Coombe, about the central government's revitalisation project for the Hauraki Gulf, the completion of the enhancements to Karangahape Road, and Matariki celebrations throughout Auckland. A small forewarning, Pippa's connection becomes a little bit fuzzy partway through, so apologies in advance for some of the audio quality of this interview. Jemima began the interview by asking Pippa to explain Auckland Council's position on the government's Hauraki Gulf revitalisation project.
Earlier this week, government released their response to sea change, which has been a very long, drawn-out process, making a whole lot of recommendations. And I responded as co-chair of the Hauraki Gulf Forum. So we are a forum that was established at the same time as the Hauraki Gulf Marine Park to advocate for the marine park. So I can speak on behalf of the forum in terms of our position on the government's announcement. We definitely welcome it, and it's a very positive first step because it increases marine protection, which is one of our really big goals, and it also limits where dredging can happen. But we really want more. Like, this is a first step because we know we have to get to 30% marine protection, and with the government's proposals, it only gets us to between 5 and 17, depending on how you calculate it. And also, the government isn't proposing to ban all bottom impact practices, which can be really devastating. And as a forum, we really want that to end. So you can't do like any trawling or dredging on the seabed.
If that's not what government is planning to do, how does council work in their wants and say, actually, we would like this trawling to end within the Hauraki Gulf?
It is the government that has to make that decision. So in terms of the forum, we're advocating to government to say there shouldn't be any trawling allowed, and also council still needs to take a position on that issue. So as councillor, I don't support it because my ward is the city centre and the Gulf Islands and a big chunk of the marine park. So I just think it's a practice that doesn't have any place at all in a marine park. You know, it just shouldn't be happening.
Is that a little bit frustrating that it is the ward that you're responsible for and that on council, and that you don't necessarily have as much pull when it comes to centralised government making decisions on these areas that are Auckland-based?
Yeah, well, because government decides what fishing is allowed. I mean, council does have some influence in terms of, big issue with the Hauraki Gulf is the level of pollution and the sedimentation. And a lot of that comes, of course, from land. And so council can control things like building sites and ensuring that you don't get lots of runoff. And we can do things like the riparian planting. And we can also invest in our water quality, and that's what council is doing. But in terms of fishing practices, that sits with government.
Now, I know also when it comes to the Hauraki Gulf revitalisation plan, council has said they would like restoration to be led by and in partnership with mana whenua. Could you speak a little bit more on this?
Yeah, so this is another kind of issue I think we have with the government's response in terms of it being a great first step, but we know that mana whenua are more ambitious and they're already sort of taking the lead. So, for example, on Waiheke, mana whenua there have put a rahui around Waiheke, prohibiting the take of 4 species, but that wasn't recognising in the revitalising the Gulf. It's happened too over on the Coromandel as well. There's a rahui stopping the taking of scallops. So we know that mana whenua actually wants to do a lot more.
Let's move on now to the Karangahape Road renovations. This weekend marks the end of Council's enhancements to Karangahape Road after it started construction in mid-2019. It's been a long time coming. Why was it important that Council focused on this area?
You're right that it has been a long time coming. I think one of the first sort of events to try and push for this project happened in 2014. Gen Zero and Fox on Bikes organised. Construction's been about 2 years. And it's such a vital transport link, but also a community that's going to have huge numbers of people transitioning through there when the City Rail Link station opens at Berriford Square. You know, and if we have light rail as well, and just all of this of transport, it makes it a real transport hub. So there was just a need to widen footpaths, and also a lot of the utilities. A big chunk of the project has actually happened underground, so you had aging infrastructure, and all of that needed to be replaced. So it's much more than just a cycleway project, and a big part of the enhancement is also enhancing Karanghape Road as a destination. You know, people love going there, so this was actually making it an even more attractive place that you can hang out. I mean, all the street furniture and the new trees and rain gardens, you know, I think it's looking fantastic.
Now, I think we have to address that over the last couple of years of constructions, businesses along Karanghape Road have reported that the ongoing construction has hit them hard, and with the further trade restraints that COVID-19 lockdowns have brought, times have certainly been difficult for businesses along this area. Yeah. What support has council provided throughout this time for the businesses operating along Karanghape Road?
Well, there has been a business response package that's been managed through the Business Association, providing a lot of support for businesses, but fully recognise it's probably not enough, particularly where businesses have had a huge amount of construction outside their door that, you know, resulted in a decrease in customers. So it's trying to now, you know, this event on Saturday is about really showcasing Karanghape Road as a destination and getting people back. And also there will be ongoing support. I mean, the Business Association is amazing. But always, I mean, totally, you know, appreciate that there always needs to be more. And I know a lot of businesses would actually like compensation, which unfortunately that council doesn't have a budget for that.
When it comes to supporting businesses like this that have been affected by things such as construction or obviously the COVID-19 pandemic, and you've just said, you know, council doesn't have a huge budget to provide compensation, is this something that would ever change or could ever be negotiated with at all, or is that just sort of the way it is?
Well, at the moment, there's no kind of legal basis for compensation other than under the Public Works Act, and that's more about if you have your property taken away from you, you should get it compensated rather than the impact on your trading. But I do think, you know, there's been big learnings through the Karanghape Road project and also through City Rail Link, which is still in Berriford Square, is that there needs to be an assessment at the very beginning about what is the impact going to be in offering packages that are to businesses, and sort of maybe even saying they might want to, you know, shift and been given support to move or into temporary premises or given some kind of relief, and just looking at what they would normally trade and then trying to ensure that they don't have a massive hit. Because it's all very well saying, oh, but once it's opened, it's all going to be amazing and they're going to have, you know, benefit, but a lot of you know, what we're seeing is a lot of businesses aren't there once the opening happens. I think that's particularly, I don't think that's been with the project on the street. I think that's been more around Berriford Square and the City Rail Link. So they are sort of, they are two separate projects being led by different parts of the council family, but you do, you know, they both have a significant impact, but I think the City Rail Link is probably far, far bigger.
Totally, and that's going to be something that'll be around for a while longer as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's still got a few more years. I think it's 2024
yeah,
that it finally opens, yeah.
Okay, so let's have a little bit of a chat about the event that's happening on Karangahape Road this weekend, Karangahape, and Matariki celebrations. Why is it important for council to get involved in these events like this throughout the city?
Yeah, well, I think for Karangahape Road in particular, it's, you know, a celebration of Matariki, but also the end of the project. So it is a massive thank you to everyone who's suffered through the project or worked on the project, and all people who want to come along and visit and check it out. So there's quite a few event partners for Saturday, and it's, you know, just an absolute massive program of events from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. All along the street. So I sort of described as a progressive street party. So I think it's just going to be fantastic. In terms of Matariki overall, so it sits in the Matariki program, so that's on, I think, till the 19th of July. You know, there's a really big program right across the city, and really worth checking out on the website, you know, what's on, and most of it's free, so it's great family stuff and kite flying and all sorts of things to get involved in. There's a big hangi happening down at Britomart. I know that's on today.
That was Pippa Coombe on the central government's revitalisation project for the Hauraki Gulf, the completion of the enhancements to Karangahape Road, and Matariki celebrations throughout Auckland.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.